Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for joining me today on this great day in the lives of our small businesses. Christopher Cunningham is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Christopher is a salesman, a trainer, a marketer. He's an advertising public relations expert and a motivational speaker. He's the author of the soon-to-be-released book, the Salesman's Little Book, Little Blue Book. I'm sorry, let me back up a minute. The Salesman's Little Blue Book of Daily Inspirations. You have to back up and take a run at that one, ladies and gentlemen. And he also is a certified lay minister with the Methodist Church, but he promises not to give us a sermon. Christopher, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
Good. Hello to you. And so that's right. You promise you're not going to give us a sermon, right?
Right. The sermon is not the issue. That's right. I think it's easier to preach 10 sermons than it is just to live one, you know. So
exactly.
I'll be careful not to preach any.
One of the things that you talk about, and by the way, congratulations on your book, and we're glad to be giving people a little bit of an advanced taste of it. One of the things you talk about is what you call emptiness, the emptiness that people have sometimes even when things are going really well. Talk to us about that.
Well, I wonder if when you just mentioned that one word, if there aren't just a bunch of sales jockeys, a bunch of guys just like me who have to run at a forecast or a number every day, who might have been getting ready for work this morning, or they might be in their car and they heard that word emptiness, and if they didn't maybe just want to grab their brake, their pad just a minute,
mm-hmm.
you know, and think, wait a minute, whoa, you're throwing a word out there, you're hitting me right in a kind of a vulnerable spot, because I want to be rep of the year, or I want to make the president's club, or I want to build my business for my family. But man, when you hear a word like that, it really calls you into a sense of who you might really be as you walk into that customer, who your customers might be as they come see you today in your store. So the reason we talk about a word like that in this book and other words.
Emptiness.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The reason we do that is because at the end of the day, when you have to put your head down on your pillow, you're trying to ask yourself, am I still satisfied with who I am? Mm-hmm. Am I still satisfied with the way I've done business? And if I realize that there's something bigger in this world and something that might energize me beyond just the fact that I'm going out and getting all those, I used to have a boss that called them ego biscuits. And so other than just ego biscuits, where I'm the top performer, is my heart and soul in check.
Right. Well, you're exactly right. I mean, there are a lot of different ways to measure success, isn't there? I mean, there's the financial way, there's the credential way of measuring success, there's the people around us, are they doing well, are they successful, you know, do my peers admire me, do my bosses like me, do my customers want to do business with me? There are all of those things, but sometimes they don't, most of the time, as you say, when you lay your head down on the pillow, those things don't get all the way into the core of who we are, do they?
That's right. And you know, I've heard an author much greater than myself who wrote, most men live lives of quiet desperation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And boy, when I heard that for the first time in my life about 10 years ago, it absolutely cracked my sternum.
Who was that? Was that Thoreau?
I think it was, and if it wasn't, we ought to throw him a bone. Maybe I could.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. My crack research team will figure out. I think it may have been Thoreau. But anyway, go ahead.
But you know, that
quiet desperation.
That quiet desperation sits at the core of both successful and unsuccessful people. And the Salesman's Little Blue Book of Daily Inspiration is just 21 days. You know, in a month, Jim, I know how I'm going to do for the quarter. And in a quarter, I know how I'm going to do for the year. And so this book takes a look at just 21 days where I would pause, be quiet enough, long enough to reflect on that inner core inside of me and ask some tough questions, ask questions that go into my family, ask questions beyond my forecast, maybe even ask, you know, how am I going to get this courage that I need to be able to perform today at a level that's being required of me?
So you think courage, which I've been talking about all day,
right,
on the show, and I talk about it all the time on the show, you think courage comes from that part of our wellspring, this wellspring of our being, comes from wanting to impress our bosses or please our families or whatever. You think it comes from the core of who we are?
I do, and you know, I'm not sure about the etymology of the word, but my old world brain here is thinking back, and I almost think it comes from the French word, which has to do with the heart, doesn't it?
I'm not sure.
And I think it does. And if
well, yeah, yes, it, no, it's, and I don't think it's French. I think it's. I know that the word in Spanish is corazón.
Right,
and so that cooler. That means heart in Spanish.
Right, so maybe even Latin before Spanish or French.
And that's one of the four Spanish words that I know. The other is taco and margarita and salsa. But anyway, go ahead.
Which they have to do with the heart too.
Exactly.
You know, but if you look at that, that's what we keep coming back to, and we use this word emptiness, and we use this word performance, and we use this word quiet desperation, and now we're using a word courage. We're still going back to that cavity right in the center of our chest, that place where we're making decisions based on a heart and not just this silver tongue that so many of us have that sell and market for a living, but we've decided we're going to check a place in the center of our soul and say, I wonder what's going to happen when I get that right, how I will perform after I get that courage, that center point ready in my life.
Now that you have helped us to identify where the emptiness is,
yeah,
what happens if we get there and we find out that we don't know what's there? We don't see anything that's there. We can't put our finger on what's there.
Yeah, what a great question, because when you find emptiness, what do you find after that? And at some point, I believe that there's a bottom. And I believe that the bottom is you sit down on your bottom and you pause for a minute, because I believe the thing that most people do who are highly successful is they make themselves so busy that they can't check in with that emptiness, with that core, with that courage, that courage. Mm-hmm. But when you sit down, you have to face it one-on-one. And you sit down on your bottom and you start to ask some key questions. The questions are, who am I working for?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that I'm doing with my life that's going to leave a legacy, that's going to matter for a long, long time?
When I'm gone, what will I leave? What will be there when I'm gone? Stand by. Quick break. We'll be right back. More to come with Christopher Cunningham, the author of the new book, soon to be released, The Salesman's Little Blue Book of Daily Inspirations. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
This whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
That's the Drifters, ladies and gentlemen.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs.
It's a classic.
And all my
kind of like me.
Drift right.
I'd rather than thinking about myself being old, I'd rather think of myself as a classic. Christopher Cunningham is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's not a classic yet. He's not old enough to be a classic. He's the author of The Salesman's Little Blue Book of Daily Inspiration, which is coming out real soon, right, Christopher?
Yes, that's exactly right. And when it's appropriate, I can give you some information where people can write to me and I can let them know where it's available to
them
locally.
Well, now's the time.
Well, perfect. They can contact me at info@halo-inc.com.
Okay.
And that dash is real important, or they may find themselves somewhere else in the stratosphere.
I got you. Now, the book is coming out in about a month, you say?
That's correct. Thomas Nelson is publishing it.
And it will be distributed on Amazon, places like that?
Yeah, that's right. Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Yes.
So check that out. Christopher Cunningham, ladies and gentlemen.
Christopher Cunningham and The Salesman's Little Blue Book. If you put that in there, you'll find it.
I got you. You know, one of the things, Christopher, that I have talked about, my audience knows this. I've been talking about this. We're in our 10th year of our show, and from day one, I started talking about the spirit, of the owners of these small businesses, the people who run small businesses. I've been talking about our spirit, and I call it the stuff the thing that drives our protoplasm around, this body that we've been given. And I've said that, you know, you have to have, my perspective on this show is not about theology. It's just about recognizing that there's something in deep inside of you that is the spirit that needs to be nourished. Now, it's not for me to say, Christopher, how to nourish that. Some people think of it in a very theological way. Some people think of it in a very, you know, in another way, but in other ways. But to me, it's part of my job to recognize and to help small business owners recognize that without nourishing their spirit, they're going to have a less than completely satisfying life, no matter how successful their business is.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. I really, truly believe that in my heart of hearts that there is a maker out there, and that's an important part of me, and that will come through in my book. But what I want to say about that is the people that I'm thinking about that are out there earning a living every day, I would ask them to consider the idea that spirit, that possibility that there is someone who is in love with them or a maker of them, that they would consider that idea as they go about their daily sales. And mm-hmm. and that consideration means that, is it okay for me to tap into that spirit and wonder about abundance, or to wonder about whether it's okay to be angry about whether or not I get my work done today, or what am I going to do about my competition? And how am I going to approach my competition today on a daily basis where I've got my spirit involved, but I really want to knock that guy's head off mm-hmm. because of the way he acts when I'm not around?
How do we do that? How do we be a spiritual person and a fierce competitor at the same time?
Well, I'm going to say a four-letter word, and then we can back off of it if we have to. But my book suggests the four-letter word is to pray for your competition. Now, if that means meditate for your competition, that's fine. If that means
don't hear in too many sales meetings.
No, and I believe it very strongly. And in fact, I have told, you know, guys that before, and in response have found people who have agreed with me. You see, spirit is about unity of purpose, and you can only find an ability to be unified in a common cause if you're willing to look within and then share what you find with others.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to know that, you know,
I have to tell you, I don't think I've ever prayed for my competitors.
I prayed
for my own strength, and I prayed for wisdom. I prayed to make sure that I compete fairly and ethically and all that sort of thing.
Right.
But I guess I always assumed my competitors could take care of themselves.
Well, I just think that
if they didn't, that would help me get the business.
Well, you know, the universe is big enough. There are enough resources, there's enough materials, there's enough provision, there's enough love, there's enough confidence in this world, there's enough of that spirit in this world, that if we all started pushing each other forward, it would be amazing what we would all accomplish.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but you know, I do think, though, I would like to come back to this emptiness that you talked about.
Yep.
I would like for folks to you know, folks, if you look around, if in your lives you've got all these things, you've got all these things that you're doing, that you're accomplishing, that you're so proud of, are those things really giving you the kind of deep, visceral, spiritual satisfaction that you want? And if you can answer that question with an absolute positively yes, then maybe you need to go looking for something else. And I'm not the guy to tell you what that is, but I do know you'll find it when you find what is important to your spirit. What do you think?
No, I couldn't. I agree 100%, Jim. I think that's just wisdom personified. And, you know, I also know that the book deals with some tough topics. And those topics are the things that those of us who are high performers, high flyers, top guns in our business. And remember, I go to work every day. I'm not a sales guru. I show up at the customer's door and I ask for the business. I close business every day, just like a lot of people that are listening. But sometimes what we find, we feel in that empty. Yes.
I got to wrap it up. I'm sorry. We've run out of time. Will you come back another day?
Yeah, I would love it. Thank you for the privilege.
And looking forward to getting your book when it comes out. Christopher Cunningham, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Quick break, right back with Phil Holland.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.